Legislative leaders were tight-lipped as they emerged for the third day in a row from private talks with Governor Cuomo. Here's Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver.
You have a recording from yesterday? Play it back.
Yes.
We're making progress. We're moving forward. And we hope to be on time.
Senate co-leaders Dean Skelos and Jeff Klein also had little to say, usually a sign that negotiations are getting serious. All three leaders say they hope to have agreements by this Friday and budget bills printed and ready for passage on Monday.
Do you still feel that you're on track to get something locked down maybe this week or
yes.
the weekend?
Yes.
Yes.
Which is it this week or the weekend?
This week.
This week, have bills printed by Monday.
Among the remaining areas of contention in the spending plan is whether to include a minimum wage increase and what amount it should be. Governor Cuomo is seeking an increase to $8.75 an hour. The Assembly wants $9 an hour, with automatic increases in future years indexed to the rate of inflation. The Senate coalition of Republicans and breakaway Democrats is proposing a three-year phase-in of the minimum wage with no set amount for the increases. That proposal is a compromise between the Senate GOP, which had reservations about a minimum wage, and the Independent Democratic Conference, which supports a significant increase in the minimum wage. Proponents of the wage hike are concerned that the measure could ultimately be watered down in the final budget agreement. Michael Kink, with the Strong Economy for All Coalition, says the Senate should just simply adopt the Assembly's $9 an hour proposal with indexing for inflation in the future.
There's really no need to water down the Assembly proposal, and it will hurt the state's economy if we do that. We're going to lose almost 3,000 jobs. We're going to lose $200 million a year in workers' paychecks.
Frank Morrow with the liberal-leaning think tank Fiscal Policy Institute says a minimum wage increase to $9 an hour indexed to inflation in the future would mean over $2,100 a year in the workers' paycheck by 2018.
They make a difference in the income of these low-income families.
Governor Cuomo had to break off budget talks on Wednesday to go to Herkimer, where a multiple shooting took place. But in a news conference on Tuesday, the governor avoided taking sides on any of the various plans, saying the talks on the minimum wage hike had not yet begun. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.